Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by a friend of ours, a gentleman who's been on the show before, the lead voice behind a group called New Politics. Well, he's ventured off on his own as a solo artist for the first time in a number of years. He had taken a break, was writing songs, but he's with us now today to talk about his newest project. Soren Hansen is with us. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am good.
For having me.
How do they say hello in Denmark?
Hi.
Wow, that's complicated. I don't know if I can learn that. Now,
yeah,
I know
we
were talking off the air that your name, Soren, is how Americans would pronounce your name, but how would your name be pronounced back home?
Oh, that it's a tricky one. You say CERN.
Song?
CERN.
Song.
CERN.
Like sing a song.
almost. Yeah, whenever over here, I had a lot of, because I have an accent and stuff, sometimes when I say somebody asks me, hey, who are you? I say I'm Soren. They say, oh, it's okay, no worries. Like they think I'm saying I'm sorry.
So the last time you were on the show, you're with the whole band. Why did you decide to leave New Politics and do your own thing?
I mean, we've been at it for a while. We did 10 years, and just life just kind of happens, and we went on a hiatus. We're still on a hiatus, so maybe in the future we'll make a record. But I just always, wrote music and wanted to write. And I worked with a bunch of musicians here in Nashville. I was, as a producer and a writer and stuff. And then this record just kind of came about, and a friend sent it to NC Records, and they said, "Hey, would you want to release a record?" I didn't even see this happening. So when it did happen, it was an incredible experience because all the songs came from a place where I was just writing about a subject that was really important to me. And it was really organic, and I just really loved the guys at the label. So it just kind of happened,
And we'll get more into the actual special reason, the special songs, what makes the song special to you as we go throughout the interview. Is this part of a new album?
Yes, music it is.
And what's the new album called?
It's called Soren Hansen. It's a self-titled album.
All right, Soren Hansen.
Yeah.
And when's it coming out?
It's coming out in June.
In June, okay. Yeah. And I assume you'll be touring at that time to promote
the
album.
Absolutely. Ooh.
All right, that's great. Now, New Politics had 6 albums. Of course, they had an international global hit with Harlem. And so now you've decided you wanted to return to the singing part of this because you've been writing songs. And so what is it that brought you back? What made you decide you want to return to singing?
Ooh. Well, I think it was one of those things that I got to work with a lot of artists as somebody behind the scene, and I loved it. I love producing and recording, and then once in a while I would write a song that sounded right with my voice in it. And I started having some ideas, and they all just, piled up in a Dropbox. And in a weird way, that was okay with me that, I think a lot of artists have that Dropbox folder that's filled with songs, and I didn't think too much about it. So, I went to Pilgrimage, which is a festival here in Nashville, and I saw my friend play, and this is a year and a half ago. And that was the first time in maybe 5 years that I felt, oh, I really want to be on stage again. Cause we played a lot of shows. We played 1500 shows maybe with New Politics, and some years we were gone 300 days a year. I think in a way I was a little burned out, and I didn't really know what to say either, because you're just kind of going with it, and it was fun. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Mm-hmm. But I kept saying to other people, I think I'm done. I think I'm done playing shows. If I never have to play a show again, I'll be fine. But it wasn't true. I started missing that, and then seeing my friend play at the festival, and it was broad daylight, and it was fun, and it was like it was it was all the right reasons. You know, why do you get into music? You don't get into it because you want to, you know, you want the headline spot and you want to play the, you know, the big shows and all that. It's fun, but it's not why you got into it. You got into it because you wanted to feel that like electricity with between you and the audience, and watching somebody sing along to a song that you wrote is incredible. And that was like, that was always the, you know, that was always the, that was always the essence of why I love music. So feeling like that again, it all just kind of came about a week later. A week later, I spoke to the label, and it's so weird how that happens, right? It's almost like when you're ready for it, then certain things happen, and that felt just amazing. So, short story long.
Well, it's you know, I know that as an artist, a performer, performers love the crowd. They love the response. They certainly love the shows that go well, not so much the ones that don't go so well, but the real good audiences. You know, there's nothing like being adored by, you know, 1,000 or 10,000 or 50,000 strangers, you know, and enjoying your music. And as you said, singing along with you now, as a band from Denmark, you decided to sing in English.
Yeah. Well, so I was kind of we were two singers in New Politics, and the main guy, he was half American. So for him, we never spoke Danish to each other. His Danish was not amazing. So for him, it was easy to just, you know. And somebody like me, I grew up with American music and with British music, so I wanted that so bad. Yeah, it's funny how that works, right?
Yes, I love how you characterize his Danish was not amazing.
Yeah, no, it was
how
like,
gentle you are. Yeah, how diplomatic you are.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he knew all the words and stuff, you know. But for him, it was definitely the second language. So I remember when I met him, I was like, I want to, you know, I want to be better at speaking English. So it was kind of a win-win situation. Yeah. So we always did that. And I mean, it's been a learning curve for me, you know. So now I feel like when I sing, it's not very noticeable, because when you sing, you use a different, you know, you use your voice differently. And it's so funny. A lot of Americans will say, "Oh, it's so cool, you have an accent." And you know, me, I'm like, "Oh, do I have an accent? Do I still have an accent?" It's like, "Yeah, you do." So you know, yeah. So we just, you know, we went with that, and it went well. 5 months after we formed the band, we moved to America, and it's, you know, that's been, I mean, it's been 14 years.
Wow, that's fantastic. I mean, what was the biggest change from living in Denmark to living in America? What do you miss in Nashville that you could get at home?
Well, there's always obviously the food and my friends and family and stuff, you know, that it's limited. I always consider myself being one of those people who got on the boat and went across the Atlantic. And, you know, when you move somewhere, especially when you move to a different country, you start making friends, you start forming a different bond. So now I don't know if I'll ever be, you know, I'll always be a foreigner to a certain extent in America, but I'm also a foreigner in Denmark, which is interesting after all these years. I do miss the food. I can miss the culture sometimes. It's very nice and safe, and it's also a little plain, where in America you have the best of everything and sometimes the worst, and you have the best food is over here, probably also the worst food. And you know, you have mountains, you have deserts, you have most beautiful things over here, and I love that. I love the diversity in America. I love the diversity that people are different over here, and I think most fundamental things about America is trying to find space for all of that, you know, and that's something you don't see in a country like Denmark with 5-6 million people. Mm-hmm. So I do miss that, but I do feel that I belong here.
Well, we're glad you're here, and you're here, and you know, not necessarily a great time you know, politically speaking, it's a kind of a bumpy road right now.
It's bumpy.
It's
bumpy
definitely
for a while. Yeah.
There's a bumpy road, but at least music can give us an escape from the news headlines of the day, which is great. So I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us.
Yes, absolutely.
And what is the song you're going to sing first?
This one is called 17.
17. All right, here is Soren Hansen. This is called 17 here on Border Crossings.
Hello, hello, what is it I'm trying to say? My words, they stumble, my tongue gets twisted every day. I wish I could hold you even closer now, now. Mom was flying in space and Dad was sailing the seas. Having drinks with strangers I would never meet. Will you send me a postcard saying you're okay, okay? Hold me just a little bit closer, just like back when I was 17 and you said, hey now, there's no world to be afraid of. That was me, but back when I was 17. When I was 17, I could see you were changing, you were losing hope. Like you saw your life through a kaleidoscope. Do you ever just wish that you could turn back time? Sometimes. Hold me just a little bit closer, just like back when I was 17 and you said, hey now, there's no world to be afraid of. That was me, but back when I was 17, when I was 17, when I was 17. When I was 17, and we said goodbye, 'cause I had to leave to find all my heartaches in a city out there. But I hear you sing through the winter breeze all of my favorite melodies. When I was 17, just a little bit closer, just like back when I was 17 and you said, hey now, there's no world to be afraid of. That was me, but back when I was 17, when I was 17, when I was 17. When I was 17.
Border Crossings, and that song is 17. It's from Soren Hansen. The new album is called Soren Hansen. Is this your first solo project?
It is. It is my first solo project, yes.
That's exciting.
It's terrifying, it's fun, it's all of that.
Yes, it must be terrifying because you're used to having, you know, bandmates and, you know, there's familiarity and you're, and other people to sing with that you know. And then now you get on stage and you're the focus and it's all about you. And you haven't done it in a bit. So,
yeah, it's terrifying and it's exciting. It's all of that.
Both at the same time. Now, we were talking about what you missed about Denmark and you said the food. So I wanted to ask, because we're broadcasting to an international audience in 100 different countries right now. What would a typical meal in Denmark be? What do you eat back home that you miss that you can't really find much here?
I feel I have to pick something that I love because I'm Danish. But most people are going to say, so we have this bread. The bread is fantastic. Everybody here in America who tried the bread, it's like this dark rye bread. It's fantastic. It's healthy. It's good. It's filling. It's all the good stuff. the thing you put on top of that is like all sorts of, you know, smorgasbord. That's pretty much what that is. I even think the word comes from that. I might be wrong, but I think that means that you have a bunch of different toppings you put on the bread, and then you make a, you know, you have these open faced sandwiches. That's kind of the national dish. One of those things is pickled herring.
That's common here. People eat pickled herring here in the States.
I don't see it very often, but no. I'm glad to hear you do because it's delicious.
Well, that's great. Well, I thought you were going to tell me this red bread was made of pig's blood or something.
Oh,
like
we
that.
Do have, you have sausages that are made of pig's blood. Yes. And I grew up on those.
Okay. All right. That was close.
My dad was a fisherman. He would have fish hanging outside the house drying, and then you would eat it like beef jerky, but fish. And Oh, yeah.
So Soren Hansen is our guest. And so you mentioned your dad was a fisherman and mom took care of you and raised you. And then you had a tragic loss. Mom passed away.
Yeah.
And that is the inspiration for a number of different songs on your new album, I understand.
Yeah, including 17. That is the inspiration. And I think that because I didn't have the, you know, a lot of times if you're a band and you're writing a record, you're trying to write songs that you know you can't help yourself. You want to write a song that has radio potential and all that kind of stuff. So for this record, I didn't think about that for one second. So I wrote five songs probably from that because I never processed it. Actually, we were recording the last New Politics record when I got the phone call, and I think one of the hardest things for me was that I never saw any of that happening, you know. So you're in a different country, you're far away, and when you do talk to your family, you talk about either something exciting or just, you know, maybe a bit of everyday things, but you don't see somebody every day, so you don't notice the years go by, and in a way I just felt pretty self-absorbed, to be honest. And so, you know, so all that stuff went down, and I don't think I had a way of processing it, and so, you know, music is such a great way for an artist to put an image on something. So maybe you don't know how to describe it yourself, but you're able to paint a picture that somebody else can understand, and even if they can't necessarily relate to the words, they can relate to the tone and to the, you know, to some of the words in their own world. And you know, for me, I wrote a lot of songs about it, and they might sound a bit like pop songs because that's who I am, but you know, they're definitely rooted in something heavy, you know. And it was important for me, but again, if they never left the Dropbox, I didn't consider them suddenly being like, oh, you actually made a record. And I'm really proud of that. That's a really cool feeling because I get to honor her, you know.
Yes. That's and I'm sure she's looking down and she's very proud of you from up above. And, you know, it had to be difficult to not be with her when this time came to be so far away. Certainly as close as you were with your mom, but now you're here in America, living in Nashville. Soren Hansen is our guest on Border Crossings, and you're going to do another song for us.
Yes. This one is Dream That I Die, and it's the first single off of the record.
Dream That I Die, Soren Hansen on Border Crossings.
It's soft in the sunlight. I close a window cause I'm scared of the moonlight. Oh my, I see the dust on the mirror. Can't see myself, but the darkness is familiar. Look at me, I'm falling in silence. I'm barely holding on. If I leave in the middle of the night, then doing? Am I fading to nothing? I thought I knew, thought that I could be something. I keep my toes in the water when the tide comes, and I keep sinking deeper till I'm no one. Look at me, I'm falling in silence. I'm barely holding on. If I leave in the middle of the night, then will I be moving on? Am I supposed to forget? Am I in over my head? I don't remember why. I always dream that I die. Dream that I die. Can it be that I'm flying without always dying, without letting go? They say that it should be easy, but hope always leaves me when I am alone. Look at me now. Look at me, I'm falling in silence. I'm barely holding on. If I leave in the middle of the night, then will I be moving on? Am I supposed to forget? Am I in over my head? I don't remember why. I always dream that I die. I dream that I die.
Border Crossings, that's Soren Hansen, Dream That I Die. Tell me about that song.
So that song was written. I wrote this one with my two dear friends, Femke Weidema and Paul DiVincenzo, Paul's family is from New York, and they're my American family. I'm the adopted son. Had spent a lot of Christmases and Thanksgivings with them, and he's here in Nashville. And it was one of those random writes, you know. I had the riff, and I loved how it sounded. And he came over, and we did something. And Femke came over, and we wrote a song. And the song was based on I was sitting on a plane, and I suddenly that line popped into my head, and it's about anxiety. Hmm. Which is something that I can relate to. I think a lot of people can relate to that because our lives are super stressful, and we're really good at stressing ourselves out too. And, you know, we have goals and we have dreams and we have expectations that might not even be somebody else's expectations. They're probably our own expectations. And it's just social media, comparison, all this kind of stuff. It's a part of it's just a part of life.
Yes.
2024. It's been like that for a while.
Yes. It's our new culture. And unfortunately we are exposed and vulnerable.
Very.
Because we're out there and there's so many different, as you said, social media. 20 years ago, there wasn't. It was MySpace and that was about it. And then ever since, it's evolved now to where, you know, people can comment and anonymously, they can, you know, whatever. And it's sometimes not nice stuff that people say. Yeah, so it can be.
It can be a rough place. It's also beautiful, you know, because you have a way for people to put something out, like art or even opinions. You know, you have a platform where you're able to do that. So that there's a lot of good there too. But I would say that. For somebody like me who also drinks like I don't know how much coffee, but I can't stop. You know, I love coffee. That probably doesn't help either. So I've always had, like, you know, I've always on edge, and you know, you could probably clinically say that I have ADHD or whatever it is, you know, which has also been a beautiful thing being a musician, because you get to, you know, I can hyper focus for 14 hours straight, and you know,
right.
There's a lot of, but anxiety. That's the thing. That's the thing, you know, because it's a thing.
Yes.
For me, and I think a lot of other people. So that's what the song is about. It's about like just sometimes it feels so overwhelming.
And music songwriting, which you do so well, can be very therapeutic.
It's amazing.
It's an outlet. It's a way for you to express something that otherwise you can't. And you can share this with many, many, many people. And some of them may know the truth behind the songs, the meaning to you, and some may not. But, you know, it nonetheless gives you an opportunity to express yourself, which I think is very therapeutic.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. And it's, you know, growing up with music and being a music fan myself, I definitely had a lot of songs that, you know, they would make me cry or they would make me just feel something. And that thing is probably also one of the reasons for why we get into music and why we start making music is because, you know, to be able to take your own feelings and putting them into something that it only exists up here and then suddenly becomes this physical thing. And you're sitting late at night, maybe, and you got it. You got it. You got that thing, you know, and you just know it. And it's the exact opposite of anxiety and all that. It's that thing that I think we all live for. It's that feeling of like you did something incredible. You know,
it's a rush, you know, it's exhilarating. It's for quite a feeling. Soren Hansen is with us here on Border Crossings. We're talking about his brand new album, his very first solo album, which is called Soren Hansen, and coming out in June. Now, you had mentioned something about loving coffee.
Yes.
Which coffee is better, Danish coffee or American coffee?
American coffee.
All right. Okay.
Not,
well, that
not
was
even
settled.
American. You know, this is a perfect example of why America, this is not just coffee. This is what Americans do, and I love it. You get so into something, and you specialize so much in whatever field that is. So you can go to a city and you'll find a bunch of different, not just people that, you know, make coffee, but like people that roast the coffee, and the shops have their own things, and it's incredible. I think it becomes a big hobby for a lot of musicians, because when you're on tour, you get up and the first thing you're going to do is go explore a bit of the city. So a lot of people become fans of coffee because they get to go to all the coffee shops and, you know, they get to see those areas. America has incredible coffee and I love it. I love it. I try different types of coffee and, oh my God, don't get me started.
It's definitely an art form here in the U.S. where people, you know, they make designs with the cream and the glass. Wow. So all kinds of fun stuff. Soren Hansen's with us here on Border Crossings. It's a pleasure to have him back on. It's been at least 10 years, a decade's gone by, and a lot of changes and things have been going on. Now, I had read in your bio that you were bullied growing up.
Yes, I was. And I think that also has to do with, you know, talking about, you know, anxiety and that kind of stuff. Those are remnants of trauma in some way. I mean, we moved a lot. I went to 8 different schools before I went to high school. I lived 17 places before, 13 places before I was 17.
Wow.
And it was crazy. It was crazy. So a lot of that, when you go through something like that, you have so much anger, you know, it's just a natural, just response, you know, and then you direct that anger in different directions. You know, I directed it into just really having discipline. So I had a lot of discipline. Whenever I was doing something, I did it all out to the point where I was probably really annoying to be around for other people because it had to be perfect.
Right.
You know? And then you get to the point, I think New Politics did that for me. You know, you're getting some confidence. You're like, oh, maybe the stuff that I'm doing is actually okay, or it's moving other people, and you start feeling, okay, I didn't make this bad decision to be a musician. You know, it actually turned out to be the right decision, and you start getting self-confidence, which is, I mean, that's no easy feat. It really isn't. And you start realizing that the people that my bullies, they grew up with parents that taught them that things were a specific way, and none of them knew any better. And I was able to forgive them for that, because they acted out of whatever they knew. But it definitely left a lot of scars. And the good side of that is it also left this amazing discipline that I'm really happy with. And I don't think that I would be sitting here with you right now if it hadn't been for all those things. But, you know, going through all that and all those different people that you know, where you were exposed to a lot of that stuff, was it was not fun. And now, remember, I was going to say, in seventh grade, I was in school 70 days out of the year, because you know I was going through all that. So you know, my parents, they didn't know how to necessarily deal with that. So I stayed home and I drew or played piano, or you know, I kind of became an artist. So yeah,
because I was going to ask you, you have a big platform. You're a major music star, international star around the world, and so you have a lot of people look up to you as their role model. A lot of younger fans that are coming up are discovering you for the first time, and the older ones too. You said your parents didn't know how to cope with it. How do you? I mean, do you have advice on how to deal with a low spot in your life? I mean, whether it be bullying or anything else, you know, social media pressures and shaming and the haters and all that. I mean, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I think the most important thing is to talk about it, to be open about it, and I sincerely mean it, that people who do that kind of stuff, their insecurities are just as big as your own, and it's easy to lean on to other people. And if there's a gang of people in school, for example, who one person does something and other people laugh at it, they're gonna keep doing that. But all that comes from insecurities, and I think it's really, really important to talk about it, you know, to talk to your friends and talk to parents and find a way to cope with it. It's really, really tough, and it's a really difficult question, right? Because everybody's situation is so different, and maybe somebody doesn't necessarily have somebody to talk to, and it can be, I mean, people are causing traumas to other people, you know. That's
yes, mental health is a major mental health is a major concern, and finally people are opening up about it, talking about it. It's always been there, but finally people are now not so afraid to discuss it as a subject.
Yeah. I mean, I look back and I don't always know what the answer is, you know, because my parents chose to move me in and out of schools, and I don't know if that helps, you know, because you're already half broken and you get into a new spot. You can be quite certain that there's going to be another round of that, you know.
Mm-hmm. You start a friendship and you have to end a friendship, and you start a friendship and you have to end a friendship, and maybe there's a girl you like and then you have to move away, and it's that's got to be difficult, emotionally difficult.
It is very difficult. Yeah, I do think about it, you know, and I definitely draw inspiration or energy into music from those areas, even though I'm a pretty happy person, you know, but I think that there's a lot of beautiful music in sadness as well, and it doesn't have to be all sad. There can be hope in that. Mm-hmm. But I think that emotion is so powerful, and it's something that you know, it's okay to feel a specific way. We just have to, we have to learn that it's okay. you know, and then find a balance in our lives, and that can be really, really tough. I'm really glad you are asking this, you know, because a lot of people don't talk about this, and I'm not an expert on it, you know. The only thing that I have is whatever was my way out of that, you know.
Right. Experience is the best teacher, and you've had experience.
Yeah.
So you've gone through things that some other people might be going through and not have the answers that you were able to find. We've got Soren Hansen with us. And right now we're talking to you from Nashville. Is that your home studio in Nashville?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Very nice. Well decorated in the background. We have a time for another song, our third song. So what song are you going to sing for us now?
This one's called Water Under Bridges.
Water Under Bridges. Soren Hansen on Border Crossings.
I wear my wings to church and the beauty on my sleeves, but underneath my skin it's a heart. There's a part of me that's still holding on to the pain that was caused by my enemies. Ain't no river like water on the bridges. When fire in your heart goes out like sipping, run like hell is my only intuition. Don't you know? Oh, oh. Now I'm singing like, whoa.
Crossing, Soren Hansen and Water Under Bridges. Now, the new album is Soren Hansen coming out in June. And you mentioned earlier that one of the songs on the album came to you in an airplane in California.
Yeah.
And so I would like to ask, where is the most unique place you ever got an idea for a song? Where were you? It was like a song came to you and it was like, I can't believe a song just came to me in this environment.
Oh my gosh. Well, that one is up there, right? Especially the lyric. I used to be afraid of flying, but I'm not afraid of flying anymore because we flew so much. But you know, just I would say one of the weirder things is When You Dream It. So I remember I went to a friend's show once and I loved it. And there was one song I thought was so good. And then I asked him, like, can I hear that song? And he was like, I have a CD. A CD. It's amazing. It's about a laser disc. I have a CD. It's like, you can have it. And I was like, thank you so much. And I put it on and I listened to the song. I was like, this is so good. And then I was like, wait a second, I'm dreaming. And then I woke up and I grabbed the guitar. I always have a guitar hanging next to my bed because of that, because this happens, it happens often. And I recorded the idea, but I felt the whole time that I stole the song from him, even though
Wow.
even though he doesn't, he's not even a musician.
That's right, and it was your dream.
It's my
So
dream. So in a way, it's still his song. But yeah, that was definitely, that one happens. Then I would say the other one is that this one is, I think is also relatable to people because we're so dependent on our it's second nature to always have our phone and look at the phone, and we need to go there. We need to, oh, now I have to go for a 10-minute walk. I might as well call this person or text or whatever it is. We're always on this phone. And a lot of times, if you don't do that, you get a lot of ideas. You get a lot of people who drive get a lot of song ideas. Like, I know
Right.
Max Martin is this amazing writer. Apparently, he writes a lot of songs on the way to the studio. Doesn't listen to music, just puts a voice memo on and then records these amazing ideas. So a lot of times for me, it's a shower. A lot of new politics ideas came from taking a shower, and suddenly you have the melody and the lyrics, and you
Wow.
go and you record it, and it turns out to be a
Yeah.
great song.
The acoustics are great in the shower,
Oh,
so.
it's fantastic, fantastic. The lesson in that is that we have to, when music comes naturally, we're not trying to write a hit. We're not trying to do that, constructing a song. When that happens naturally, you end up with something that's relatable to people, because music, in the essence of music, should come from a place where we can connect with it. And the thing we connect the best with is stuff that comes from an organic place, I think.
Emotions. Yeah, emotions. Something deep inside. Soren Hansen is our guest here on Border Crossings. And I have a couple questions because we're almost out of time. So I wanted to ask the first question is, name three artists you'd like to collaborate with, either dead or alive.
Well, is it like my dream list here?
Your dream list.
Ooh, I mean, Freddie Mercury. I'm not in any way good enough to even consider these people. But like Sam Cooke,
Wow. Yeah.
my God, and the Beatles. They would probably be my. I mean, that's I'm aiming high here.
Right. Well, that's okay. We all got to aim high and set the bar high. And I know that, I mean, you are diverse in your music and you've just named three very different artists or acts. So that's kind of interesting, I mean, another question that I wanted to ask you before you go is, do you remember where you were the first time you heard your music on the radio?
I do. Can I give you a funny answer to that though?
You can give me any answer you want.
Okay, the first time I ever heard my music on the radio, we were driving in our van. We were going to California, and then suddenly they play, this was on our first record, they play the song, and we all just flipping out. And then they play the next song too. So this is
Wow.
amazing, right? And then they play the next song on the record again, and then we're like, hey, wait a second. And it turned out we were just listening on an iPod. That was good. It felt just as good though.
It felt good, huh?
First time I heard the song on the radio was on K Rock.
Wow, Los Angeles.
And that was pretty wild.
That's great. You never forget moments like that,
No, it's incredible.
And then you start pointing at yourself. So that's me. That's me. If you're in the car listening, roll the window down and say, me.
That's it. That's how you do it. For this, I know that a couple of radio stations have played the new song already, and I think I'm gonna start crying when I hear that, you know.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be many tears to come, Soren Hansen, because you have a great album coming out in June, some great music, some real personal, heartfelt music, and I'm looking forward to the album. Before you go, I wanted to give you an opportunity to say hello to the worldwide audience, and that includes the military, the troops that tune in, but we're on around the world globally, so this is a chance for you to connect with your international fans.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for having me, and it's an honor being on here with you, and wherever you are in the world, just take care of yourselves, and sending out a lot of positive thoughts, and be safe, and thank you so much for having me.
Soren Hansen, our guest today. The new album is Soren Hansen. My name is Larry London, and you are watching VOA TV.